Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Hey, it's Jamie Moore here with FAI HQ in Dublin with the Ireland goalkeeper, and he's here, of course, to tell us about these massive upcoming games in the Euro 2020 qualifiers, two away games for Ireland, make or break, really, and also the Darren Randolph Goalkeeping Academy, which his main hub is here in the National Sports Campus. If you haven't seen it, the indoor dome is absolutely out of this world, and lots of the young keepers in Dublin and across the country are training with Darren's academy. So, Darren, thanks for having a chat. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
So, firstly, talk to us about your academy. And I know you're in the UK, but you're over and back, and you have a couple of business partners here who are working on it with you, and you're trying to help the next generation of young Irish goalkeepers.
Yeah, I'm obviously playing. Obviously in the UK, so I try and get back as often as I can. It's always been kind of at the back of my mind to do a bit of coaching, or like I said, actually now having the academy. And just as you alluded to there in the question, you know, work with or try and develop, you know, keepers for the future. The game's obviously changing and developing all the time. So as you see now, we go through names, some of the young keepers coming through. It's becoming more and more probably how good people can be with their feet, maybe before they look at the goalkeeping. But if you can try and tie everything into one and get the fundamentals, you know, from an early age, you know, who knows, you know, what keepers we can produce in the future.
And there's been a massive change in how goalkeepers are coached. You mentioned it earlier on, apart from maybe being much more involved with the outfielders in certain parts of training, whether that be, you know, playing out from the back or whatever it might be too, but also the work you do individually with your goalkeeping coach, and I know you're trying to do that in the academy too, is give each goalkeeper specific, you know, help and training for exactly what they need, which I'm sure when you were a bit younger, it was just a goalkeeping coach or a parent whacking balls at a keeper. It's totally changed now.
Yeah, as you said, when I was younger, it was a parent or a you know, an assistant coach that would, you know, pull me to one side and do the normal volleys, half volleys, you know, I'll just take shots at you. And then, you know, there was no playing out from the back. Even when I was in, you know, at the in my academy days when I was younger, there wasn't even teams then that played out. Everybody kicked long, you know, the old, if I put the ball on the right side of the 6-yard box, I'm kicking on the right side. That's how it was. But it's moved on so much from when I was in the academy. It's more and more now about playing out from the back and using some teams using a goalkeeper as an extra kind of outfield player. So the game's definitely evolved and it will keep doing so. So I think now it is more and more important for goalkeepers to be comfortable with the ball at their feet. Some more so than others, but I guess the younger you get started, then the better it will be, you know, as you progress in your career.
Now, speaking of playing out from the back, I'm sure that night in the Aviva Stadium, the Germany game, your long ball to Shane Long, that goal, you were happy you didn't play out from the back that night and you'd come on for Shea Given. And we were just saying before we started the chat, I was actually presenting FAI Stadium TV that night for the first time, and I've never felt a stadium rock as much as it rocked then. And I actually got goosebumps that night, and it was just incredible. What was that night like for you? And how early after you kicked the ball did you think this has a chance for Shane to get on it? And then he went and obviously did the magic.
Look, like thinking back to it now, I remember getting the pass back from, I think it might have been David Myler, I think. And I remember just seeing a white jersey close me down. So in my head, I was thinking, just get it onto your right foot and then just get it, like, get it clear on the right side. Because I knew we had Shane and Jonathan Walters on our right side, so obviously managed to get the ball out of my feet. At a quick look up, I was like, right, I roughly know where this is going to go, and then I just tried to kick obviously as hard as I could. Then probably a split second later I looked up and I was like looking, I was thinking, alright, that's out of danger, that's good. And then, like I said, next minute it's bouncing over everyone and Longy's through. I'm thinking, go on, go on. Then because obviously he went on, and and he scored. And as you said, like the noise, the atmosphere that night was unbelievable. I haven't been involved in anything since at the Aviva since that night. Obviously, going on to play in the Euros, you know, that's a whole different kind of atmosphere and different kind of highlight. But for to come on in that game against the world champions then, to kind of play a role in that goal is something very, very special.
Yeah, I had Shay Given with me in studio last year about his autobiography, and we were talking about, you know, the end of his years with Ireland and that night and his own memories of it, and given that he'd, you know, he was a senior goalkeeper and he got injured that night, and I suppose the look, if that's the right word, of him getting injured, even though, you know, it's not a nice thing to say for you to get in and you haven't looked back since, but to be able to have come in, done so well, kicked that ball to get that assist and have been in the team ever since is something, again, you're looking at going, well, if Shay hadn't got that little, what would have happened like?
Exactly. It's something that's gone through my head, you know, quite a few times since then. You know, they always say you do need a bit of luck. Obviously, it was bad luck on Shay's part. You don't want to see anyone get injured, and I'm not the type of person to wish an injury on someone for me to get my chance. But at the same time, it's that probably bit of luck that I got to actually play that night and be a part, and you know, been lucky enough to have been playing ever since.
And ever since is right, and in the middle of a new campaign now to try and make it to Euro 2020. I was at a presentation earlier on in Abbottstown for the launch of the Colleges League, and they were asking again for volunteers to come and work with four games in Dublin, two which would be Ireland games if we qualify. We've made a very good start to the campaign, three games left, two away games, Georgia and Switzerland to come starting on Thursday. What's your thoughts on those? I'm sure you're all very excited to get going again despite the reported defensive crisis.
Yeah, always. Not just me, but you'll go through all the lads, like, we love coming away for international breaks and meeting up and getting together. You know, we have a laugh. Obviously, also helps when things are going well on the pitch. Currently in a great position, but we've got, you know, three tough games, group defining games, obviously. You know, injuries happen in football, and that's obviously why you pick the squads that you pick, or why you have the squads that you have. And as you spoke about, you know, me getting a bit of luck, could this be someone else's chance or the bit of luck they need to step in and take the chance?
And if, and we won't know until Mick McCarthy names the team on Thursday night, but if Shane Duffy doesn't make it, or Richie Keogh doesn't make it, or Seamus Coleman, or whoever it might be in that defensive area of the pitch, does that for you add any extra importance for your own role, given you are the number one senior goalkeeper and maybe, you know, that back five that has been so consistent, or certainly, you know, those three have been so consistently in the team, that there might be a change in front of you that you might have to, you know, just lift your performance a little bit?
I think, like I said, being one of the more senior players in the squad, you get, haven't been used to this, probably settle back for. There will be some changes. So, yeah, I suppose I'll take it upon myself to try and be more of a leader, or take more on myself, even if it's just organised, trying to organise people. I think as a senior player, that's kind of something that's put on your shoulders anyway. It's expected, yeah, of you if you're an experienced player. That for you know, in tough times, you could kind of take more responsibility and try help out some of the younger boys.
This match against Georgia away, you know, fans and media to a certain extent will look at it and go, it's Ireland against Georgia, Ireland should win the match. How difficult are these type of away games? We saw the first game in Gibraltar with the wind and with the aeroplanes and how difficult that became in the end. And for you guys playing in the matches themselves against these type of nations, how difficult are they, given everybody says, oh, sure, you have to go and win that?
Yeah, it's a lose-lose situation, yeah, as I like to call it. Like you alluded to the Gibraltar game. On paper, everyone looking, oh yeah, we'll take six or seven.
Yeah.
But then we end up winning 1-0. We had obviously a few chances. It could end up being four or five, but it only ended up being one. And, oh, the lads only scraped through. But even then, travelling away to a team like Georgia, very good technical side, capable of keeping the ball. You know, we saw that in Dublin. We faced them a few times over the last few years. Technically, very good team. Difficult to break down. Not an easy place to go, as you can see from probably it was Denmark that went there and ended up drawing the game. Again, people before would have thought from the outside, oh yeah, Denmark go there, win easy. It's not always the case in international football, you know. They're a very good technical team. It's you know, historically a tough place to go. So yeah, we'll need to be at it and on the ball.
And as well, the last game of the campaign is going to be at home to Denmark too. We've got the two away games first. Is there a real sense among the group, I'm sure there is, of just the importance but also the opportunity, given that there are going to be two Ireland games here if we make it, of how big these three games could be, given the hard work you've done in the first five to put yourselves in the position that you are in now, but knowing, I suppose, how difficult these three will be with the reward at the end if you do manage to get there?
It's hard to not think about the what ifs, and like I said, the rewards of actually having two games in Dublin to qualify for the lads that have been or that had that went to France and that were involved, you know, to be involved in something like that, and also having two games, you know, in Dublin would be something huge. And I only wish, you know, that everyone that's involved now actually got to experience the Euros, you know, because people that were there can speak about it and we can talk a good game and say how good it was, but you don't probably fully understand until you're there, and we're in a great position. So I really hope, you know, we can do that, and then you're able to experience, you know, as you had two games in the Euros at home.
And just lastly on that, and what it feels like as a player to do it, I was lucky enough to work at Euro 2012 in Poland and 2016 in France and be at all of the games and been at every Ireland home game working for a number of years, and we mentioned that match against Germany. But for you guys as the players to be able to achieve those results and those moments and the qualification for tournaments, I know you haven't been involved in all of them, but that sense of what you're doing for your country and the connection you guys have with the fans. I remember I was just behind the families when Robbie Brady scored the header against Italy, and him coming over to his brother, and just being so close to see, my God, this means so much to those guys. And I'm sure for you as well, that, you know, the amount of thousands of football fans that want you guys to do it.
Yeah, and we got a certain, going back to France, you know, we got to see only clips from social media of, you know, what it meant to the fans and everything else. So you see a totally different side if you're a player to obviously to what the fans experience, but you know, we know, you know, how passionate the fans are and what it would mean, you know, if we were to get there. And then we also know how good the support would be if we were able to qualify and get two games at home in Dublin.
And that's the kind of the outside noise of the fans supporting, but there's also, you know, sometimes people are a little bit unhappy with the style of play or the Mick McCarthy, Stephen Kenny succession plan or what's going to happen. As a footballer, you know, and you're on social media and you're very active on it, do you listen or watch or care what anybody kind of thinks or says about that side of things? Because lots of players say, oh, well, I don't see it, but you guys now, you do see it because you're honest. You see, you might not want to read it, but sometimes you do see it and hear it. Like,
yeah, you see and hear everything nowadays on social media. Most players are on there, so but again, it comes with the job. People have their opinions. You can't stop people from, you know, saying what they want to say. It's just up to you whether you listen to it or not. Me personally, not interested. It doesn't affect me going on the pitch and playing. People may moan about the whatever you say about style of play or whatever the future plans are, whatever else. If we qualify, no one cares about style of play. We've qualified. Future plans, they're not here yet, so they don't, for me, they're irrelevant. You've got to focus on what you can control and what you can affect, which is the here and now. So for me personally, you just got to try and block it all out and just get on with your job.
And very lastly, has Robbie Keane scored any goals on you in training with Ireland or Middlesbrough in the last while? Because I do see him with the training bib on the odd time, and he's Ireland's top goal scorer, so I'm sure he can still whack the odd one in.
He joins in, well, as often as he can. I think he's struggling with his ankle and hips now, but he joins in whenever he can. Still probably the best player in training. But I think so far I can, honestly, hand on heart, I can't remember him scoring, although I always try and pick to be on his team. So But again, you can ask him if, if he remembers a goal he scored, then so be it. But I can't remember one so far.
Great stuff. Well, hopefully you can keep the record going for Ireland in these three games coming up. Darren, the best of luck. Thanks for your time and good luck with us out at the Darren Randolph Academy. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.